Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. All season long, the Texan defense has been the big story around here, but Sunday, it was the offensive explosion everyone is talking about.
Schaub in the pocket, pumps, fires over the middle, caught, touchdown, Keyshawn Martin. Fakes to give, Matt throws left side of the end zone, caught, Casey, touchdown, Texans. Matt takes the snap, throws backside, caught, touchdown, Texans.
And not to be outdone by his quarterback, Andre Johnson, had a day for the ages.
Throws it right side, wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! The Texans win it!
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Of course, the big game this week, division rival Jacksonville Jaguars in town. And who else in town down here on the field? One of my favorite Houston Texans of all time.
Thank you,
Houston
Pat.
Texans ambassador now, J.J. Moses. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. So excited and just glad to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this team. Tearing it up, getting it done. Just your thoughts on what you've seen thus far.
You know, it just shows that how strong this team is. They're 8-1, Patty. Who would ever imagine the Texans 8-1 leading the conference? I think that soon to be this team will possibly go to the Super Bowl.
What is it that you see that's different about this team from when you played?
They're playing with the swagger. They're playing with confidence. It's just that they're excited and they're having fun out there. That's the main thing. Just go out and have fun, and that's what they're doing.
Let's talk a little bit then about what you're doing. I know you're a Texans ambassador. We always see you doing all kinds of great things in the community with education, but just kind of sum up what you're doing for us.
You know, I'm doing a lot of motivational speaking, going to schools and businesses, talking about leadership, of course, being involved with the Texans. And I also do a little radio show on KSBJ on Mondays and Fridays, so check it out if you get time and listen to it. And I just kind of give an update on the Houston, Texas football. So I enjoy doing this, Patty. I really do.
We always enjoy catching up with you. You still have those sunglasses I gave you?
I got everything. I got the sunglasses. I got everything. She was always good to me. So I thank you, Patty, so much.
Great seeing you. All right. Thank you so much, JJ. Right now, let's wrap up the game against the Jaguars in this week's Texans Rewind. The Houston Texans came out strong and came out fast, and it looked as though the 8-1 home team was going to put it on the 1-8 Jaguars. On the opening drive, in just under 3 minutes, Matt Schaub led his team down the field and connected with Keyshawn Martin on the 9-yard score, the first touchdown of his NFL career.
In the pocket, pumps, fires over the middle, caught, touchdown, Keyshawn Martin!
I knew I was going to have one-on-one with the corner, so all I had to do was beat him inside. And, you know, once I beat him, you know, Matt, he did a great job of, you know, putting the ball on the money for me. And then I just caught it, and then, you know, first touchdown.
The defense also looked fired up early when on the safety blitz, Danielle Manning sacked Blaine Gabbert, forcing the fumble and ultimately knocking Gabbert out of the game with a bruised elbow.
Gabbert fakes the give, plants in the pocket. Here's pressure. Hit as he throws, left side, incomplete. Took a big shot on the play, Danielle Manning. The officials actually ruled this a fumble.
Enter Chad Henne, and everything changed. Henne proceeded to go 16 of 33 for 354 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Henne drops back in the pocket, has pressure, throws downfield, got a man, Blackman on the move, 50, 40, cuts to his left, the 30, the 25, 20.
Henne gets the snap. Henne with time, throws downfield to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Jacksonville. Second and 8 from the 33 of Jacksonville. Henne back to throw. Got a man short. Shakes by Jackson. 45-50 left sideline. The 45 of Houston cuts inside. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. 67 yards. Calling signals. Takes the snap. Fakes the give. Throws left side of the end zone. Wide open, Mercedes Lewis.
You just don't know what you're going to get because you haven't been watching him on film. You know, for the most part, you've been watching the other guys. So, but Chad's won big games in this league and played extremely well. So, you know, it just goes to show. It doesn't matter who's playing or what's going on or where you're playing. You got
to
play good.
Veteran guys, you know, they come to the ball. They looking at everything. They making reads before the ball even snaps. So he know where to go with the ball. So, You know, anytime you got a veteran there, you know, it definitely going to make a difference as opposed to a young guy.
Matt Schaub, however, was not to be outdone. Not on this day. Schaub finished with a career-high 527 yards, tied for the second most in NFL history, to go along with five touchdowns of his own.
Matt takes the snap, fakes the give. Matt throws left side of the end zone. Caught, Casey, touchdown, Texans! Third and goal inside the one, Baxton and I. Schaub to throw. To the back of the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Texans! Garrett Graham with the reception.
But the performance of the day belonged to Andre Johnson. Not only a career day for Andre, but a franchise record 14-catch, 273-yard afternoon, culminating with the play of the game with just 2:01 left in overtime.
Throws it right side, wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! The Texans win it! Andre Johnson, 48 yards! My goodness! Houston wins in overtime!
I knew it had a chance because they had brought a couple pressures just before that on the series, you know, where I had the one interception. You know, they brought a couple pressures there. They brought a pressure on the first play of that drive, the last drive, that is. And so I knew if they were going to bring that again, that we were going to have a chance to make a big play. If not a touchdown, it's going to at least get us down there to where we're in field goal range and, you know, we can end the game. And, you know, we got what we wanted, and Draymond did the rest.
It was just a wide receiver screen. Didn't know what would happen, but, you know, it was a perfect call. Everything just opened up, and, you know, it was a great lane, and I just took off running.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. Plenty more when we return, including a visit from these guys right here, Donnie Longball and Sugar Shane Graham. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Hopefully not just for one, but for two segments today. It's
You're going to have me work overtime?
Will you?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, we have so much to talk about. But first, let's talk some football. We'll get to Thanksgiving later. I really want to go back and talk about that Jacksonville game because I think that there were so many great things, great performances from not only Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson, but Garrett Graham, and this really what the team did in that game to come back and get that victory.
Well, on a day the defense did not have it, the offense went to work in a big way, and Andre Johnson was absolutely magnificent with the 14 catches, well over 200 yards, the overtime winner. Look, I've been watching him do this his whole career at the University of Miami and now at the Houston Texans. I was talking to Chris Myers about it. I said, what did it remind you of? He said, the Rose Bowl in college. That's when he had 199 receiving yards and was MVP of the national championship game. And I was thinking the same thing. This guy is absolutely awesome in the open field. And if they're not going to give him safety help, give whatever defender is on him safety help, he will go nuts. Matt Schaub, historic performance, 527 yards, tied for second all-time in NFL history with Warren Moon. I thought he was amazing. And a lot of people were asking, Patty, can they still throw it or can they throw it at all? Almost as if they forgot about 2009 when Schaub led the league in passing and Andre Johnson's yardage and all the Pro Bowls and everything. When they have to, they can throw it. They can win it in a defensive struggle. If the defense is off, the offense can pick up the slack. I thought it was a very important win for them.
You know, and Andre is such a team guy. He always deflects when you're interviewing him. But in seeing his press conference and in interviews this week, I felt like this performance really meant something to him. Yeah. Not just the yardage, but I mean, he numerous times said, you know, people thought I was too old. People thought I can't do it anymore. I keep telling everybody I'm getting better. I think it meant something to him to prove that he can still do this.
Well, the team is finally here playing in the postseason last year and getting ready to play in the postseason this year. And Andre Johnson wants to make a statement that he's still part of this deal and he can still bring it. He had all those productive years when the team was not making it to the playoffs. And I think he wants to show the world, I'm still here. You have a lot of great young receivers in the National Football League. But when you talk about the very best, he has to be in the conversation. And Sunday's win over Jacksonville proved that once again.
And we keep talking about, it seems, each and every week, regardless of the win, whether it's the defensive, you know, game in Chicago or the offensive comeback in this one against Jacksonville. This team is finding ways each and every week, a different way to get the win.
Yeah, they do. And even though the defense struggled much of the game against Jacksonville, they made some big plays in overtime. J.J. Watt with the tackle for a loss when they had first and goal at the 5 in overtime. A touchdown would have won the game for the Jaguars at that point. Watt with a big sack in the second half of regulation. And you look at Danielle Manning dropping the interception sort of voluntarily or involuntarily. Look, I thought that a lot of guys came through with some clutch play, the stop on fourth down in order to get the Texans possession again so they could drive for the winning score. All of those factored into the win, and everybody played a part. Special teams, even though Shane Graham missed the field goal at the end of regulation, you had two good returns out of Keyshawn Martin. It was a wild game, and you hope to not have to see that every week, Patty, but the fact that they got it that way, I think, means a lot to the squad. You can file that one away. You know you can win in that method if you need to.
All right, let's look at the AFC, how it kind of shakes down and breaks out, that breaks down for the rest of the season. What are your thoughts?
Well, you look around, and the AFC South, they can clinch it as early as Tennessee if the Colts lose their next two and the Texans had two consecutive wins into that trip. You look at it as a clinching possibility. Now, as far as the AFC big picture, New England has started to play very well, and you have to find a way to stop them up there in Foxborough to seal that baby up. Denver is looking much better, of course. The Texans have already beaten Denver, but Denver is a team that you might have to deal with in the postseason. You'd love, and look, let's just look ahead. We can do it. They can't. You'd love to only have to play one, either Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, here at Reliance Stadium in the postseason. It would be nice to not have to face both quarterbacks in the divisional round and the AFC Championship game. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, you always say that. Who scares you the most, or who would you be most concerned with?
I think Brady.
Brady?
You know, Denver's a more balanced team. You have Von Miller now leading the NFL in sacks over J.J. Watt and all of that. But there's something about Tom Brady. I think Peyton Manning, you've beaten him before in this building. You've beaten Brady, too. That was at the end of 2009, but it was a weird game. The Patriots didn't really need it. Look, if I have to pick one, I'll say Brady. But play at home, and I like their chances against anybody on earth, Patty.
All right, stick around. We'll talk a little turkey a little bit later on.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, we have to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we will visit with Donnie Jones and Shane Graham. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, your Houston Texans punter and kickers, Shane Graham and Donnie Jones. Boy, do you guys do everything together all the time?
It seems that way, especially as much time as we spend together around here.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How much time, you know, we know you guys are always together out there on the field, but how important is that from a chemistry standpoint for you guys?
You know, I think it's very important. You know, there's a lot of trust that goes into, you know, our jobs, you know, especially with field goal. You know, Shane's going to trust both myself and John to give him the perfect snap and perfect hole so he can, you know, execute his job. So we get along real well. I think we're on a good routine, you know, at practice, and we just got to keep it going. You know, we're off to a good start, and we just got to, you know, finish strong.
Well, let's talk about that start, Shane, especially with you. You know, a lot of talk often about special teams and things like that, but you guys have just been just nailing them, nailing field goals, punts. Field position has been great, but in some conditions too, especially like in Chicago, some suspect conditions, and regardless, you guys are both getting it done.
Well, you know, we can be fortunate to be a part of an offense that's putting us in position for that, and defense that ends up putting the offense in position for that. So, you know, the opportunity is all I can really ask for. You know, we practice making kicks, and, you know, when we're in practice and pregame, and you know, that's your job, so you're expected to do it. But, you know, I've been very happy to be a part of, you know, a winning team and an offense that lets me get the opportunities to do that.
You know, when we talk to other players and everything, they, for some reason, I don't know why, but always make fun of the kickers and punters because you guys are kind of doing your own thing out on the practice field. Can you sort of take us through what you do that makes these guys give you such a hard time?
They if they're making fun of us, they won't do it to our face. They know better. they know better.
Because?
Just
you give it back
know.
To them?
They know. They're scared.
Yeah.
They might do it behind our back.
I think
it's
expected, you know, with our positions. And over the years, and we've both played a long time. Yeah. So, you know, I think the ribbon's great. You know, I expect it and, you know, kind of like it. You know, but I know that, you know, our teammates know they can count on us, I think, when Sunday comes around. And, you know, all the laughing and joking is fun, and you know, we just take it in stride and roll with it.
Yeah. So go ahead.
If you pay attention, you see they rib each other just as hard as they joke around with us. You know, they give us, you know, funny nicknames that. Names are almost compliments more than they are, you know, actual.
Such as?
Well, we've got Donnie Longball over here.
Sugar Shane something, maybe?
Yeah. Where are those?
I don't know.
Sean Cody? I think Sean Cody. He's behind a lot of things
in the
locker room. And so I think the nicknames came, I think they were a product of his imagination.
Yeah.
I like Donnie Longball.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound horrible.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you said, you both have been around a long time. You've played on other teams. What is it about this Houston Texans team that is special and about this season that's special?
Yeah, you know, for me, I just, you know, being part of an organization like this and winning, you know, is something that, you know, in my 9 years, I haven't been a part of many winning teams. I think I had... My second year in the league, I think we were 9-7 with Miami. Never been in the playoffs in 9 years. To be around, you know, this group of guys, everybody gets along so well. They give you everything you need here in order to be successful, you know, on the field. And, you know, it starts from the top down with Mr. McNair and the coaching staff. And, you know, the locker room's great. You know, there's a great chemistry here. And I just think all those things, you know, play a part in, you know, winning on Sunday. So I'm thrilled to be here and be a part of this. You know, like I said, we're off to a great start. And we just got to stay focused and, you know, keep playing our style of football, and you know, I think we'll be fine.
Thanksgiving week, you guys have any Thanksgiving traditions? Anything you kind of grew up with that is kind of hits home for you?
Really, you know, the last 2 years and this year, I've kind of been on a streak of playing on Thanksgiving Day. So I guess my tradition has been eating my Thanksgiving dinner on an airplane. But, you know, in years past, I used to always host a big Thanksgiving dinner at my house in whatever city I lived in because, you know, a lot of guys don't always have family available to come in for the holiday. And, you know, we can't really travel and go home to family. So I would host it for a lot of the guys on the team to come in. But, you know, being as we're on the road and traveling, I mean, that's not going to be an option this year. But I look forward to some U.S. Air turkey.
There you go. Any traditions when you were a kid?
You know, growing up in South Louisiana, you know, always get together with family on holidays. So, you know, now I guess kind of getting older now that you have your own family, you know, and we've been away now for, you know, the last 5 years I spent in St. Louis and then the two before that, Miami. You don't really have a chance to get together, but, you know, we always growing up, we get together as family and, you know, do the traditional Thanksgiving meal. So I know I talked to my mom. God, I think it was a couple days ago, and they're going to get together. It's the gatherings have gotten a lot smaller over the years, but you know, still celebrate that.
All right. Well, we will all be eating the turkey leg on the charter to Detroit. So looking forward to that, guys. Thank you so much. And we got to take a time out here, but don't go away. When Texans Huddle rolls on, we've got plenty more. Stay with us. Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans November Whataburger Player of the Month. This month's nominees are James Casey, Brooks Reed, and Glover Quinn. Get online and make your choice, and the winner and the player who nominated them will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. So go vote and make plans to meet your Texans at Whataburger. It's the season of giving thanks, and as is tradition with your Houston Texans, they are always giving back to the community. Recently, Andre Johnson and Jonathan Joseph teamed up to help provide Thanksgiving dinner to more than 1,500 less fortunate families. The two Texans, in partnership with HEB, went to the Fifth Ward Church of Christ and handed out turkey dinners with all the trimmings. And joining me once again, as promised, for segment two.
Overtime,
Mark Vandermeer. Wow, you love to see those guys out in the community. They're always good at that kind of stuff. But Thanksgiving, Andre Johnson always steps up. Let's talk a little Thanksgiving in the Vandermeer house. What
are
you thankful for? Any traditions? Anything going on?
Well, I'm really thankful that I work with you, Patty. Okay? That's number one. Well, you know, obviously, health is the most important thing in your life. I'm thankful for good health. But I'm also thankful for a healthy season for the Houston Texans and the fact that against Jacksonville, they clinched a winning season third time in the last 4 years. And you look at it, since 2007, this is a team that's only had one losing season. And there are only a handful of teams in the National Football League that can say that in the last 6 years, only one losing campaign. That is strong stuff, and that shows you that the culture here has definitely changed. It's a winning culture, and let's hope they make the most of it down the stretch. What about you?
Well, there's no doubt I'm thankful for working with you. How can I not say that?
See, I set her up for that, folks.
Yeah,
see how
no,
I work?
You've got to be thankful for friends, family, health, all those good things. What about the Texans? What's this week, this short week, been like for them?
Well, really tough, you know, because you're in the cold tubs right away. There was a conga line going into the cold tubs after the game against Jacksonville, and they knew they didn't have a lot of time to get ready for the Detroit Lions. They had walked through tight practices. They really didn't do any physical exertion type of work because Gary Kubiak's very good at getting their bodies back. And now after the Thanksgiving Day game, they get a nice reward, a weekend off, and a chance to rest their bones as they go into the final stretch here. Only five games left after the Detroit Lions, and it starts with the Tennessee Titans. You're right back in the division, and if you thought Jacksonville, if you were surprised Jacksonville gave the Texans a really tough game, don't be shocked if the Titans do the same thing. They're sort of rejuvenated after a victory over the Miami Dolphins, and they feel like they can save their season.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that game before I let you go. Just what is it that you see as the biggest problems, issues, obstacles that they're going to pose for the Texans?
They knocked Jake Locker out last time. A healthy Jake Locker can be dangerous as far as throwing on the run. Jacksonville, I'm not going to say they gave the world a blueprint to beat the Texans, but you got to get the ball out fast against the Houston Texans because of the pass rush. People were saying, where's the pass rush? Well, it's tough to get the sacks applied if the quarterback's getting the ball out like lightning, like Henny did, like Aaron Rodgers can, like some of the good quarterbacks in the league. So look for that. Chris Johnson, we know he runs the ball well, ran for 140 last time. I don't know if he can do it again, but, you know, you have to be concerned about those things.
All right, Mark, great stuff. Thank you so much. And more importantly, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Patty.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to watch it again or find out anything else about your Houston Texans, be sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com. Until then, we are thankful for you, the fans. We hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving and have a great week.
As Andre Johnson puts together a career performance, the greatest player in Texans history comes up at a big time with a huge play.